Lura.
Kasua.
Wurunga. You haven't heard of Wurunga?
Moonspeed.
Blackcap.
Rosehill.
Oatly.
On ABC Radio Sydney, this is Breakfast with Robbie Buck and Wendy Harmer.
Yeah, as we were mentioning before, the shakeout about the tests into Queensland has been getting a lot of news. But we wanted to get the lowdown on how to use the rapid antigen tests. Now, these are being used, of course, increasingly in workplaces, and we're expecting them to be seen in schools increasingly. But how to use them, especially if you're using them at home yourself, knowing that you're going to get the best result that you possibly can. We're joined this morning by Professor Thea van der Mortel from Griffith University, who can take us through it. Hello, Thea.
Hi, how are you?
We're well, thank you. Now, you came up with seven tips here for how to use the rapid antigen test. We'll get to those in a moment. But can we just start with... is there any difference between the brands, do you think? I mean, one better than another? Are there, how many brands are there? Can you just run us through that?
So people can go to the Therapeutic Goods Administration website where they've got a list of which tests are approved for use in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 13 listed there.
Yep.
And they come in different levels of sensitivity. So they talk about acceptable, high, or very high. So the ones that are going to be most accurate are the ones that have the very high tag, and there's three of those on that list.
And are they more expensive?
I've had a bit of a poke around, and depending on if you buy a test individually or in bulk they're a bit under $10 each.
Right.
And I've seen some individual ones for 13, some individual ones for 15.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is a difference, but I haven't looked at whether it's just
the very high
sensitivity ones.
That is a bit weird, isn't it? Why aren't they all very high sensitivity, for goodness sake, Thea?
Good question. I don't know. They've approved this range.
Anyway.
I mean, the other thing people might notice is that some of them ask you to take a nasal swab and some of them ask you to take an oral saliva sample.
Okay.
But all of the ones that are very high sensitivity are nasal swabs.
All right. We should mention as well, you're the deputy head of the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Griffith University. Take us through the steps. You've got your little box there and it tells you you've got the test. What are the do's and don'ts?
We've got seven tips here, so perhaps you can run through the seven for us.
Sure. So the first is make sure you check the expiry date to make sure that it's, you know, still within normal range. Mm-hmm. Some of the tests are kept in the fridge, so they ask you to put them at room temperature for 30 minutes before you use them.
So that's number two, so you should plan ahead. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Number three?
Number three is if you're using a nasal swab, blow your nose before you collect the sample. If it's a saliva test, don't eat or drink 10 minutes before you collect the sample so that you don't mess it up. Number four is to avoid contaminating the sample. So all of the test instructions will ask you to clean a flat surface, wash your hands and dry them, or, you know, use hand sanitizer and wait for that to dry. And then, you know, set out your test items. A key thing, you know, you're using a swab generally to collect the sample, and one of the key things is not to touch the soft end, which is the end that goes in your nose,
mm-hmm.
because you can contaminate the sample with your fingers and then, you know, your test is less reliable. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you might test positive for Vegemite, say.
Well, possibly not Vegemite, but nevertheless, yeah. You know.
Depends what you've been touching.
I apologise for my co-presenter. She's a comedian. okay, so we don't touch the business
don't
end.
Don't touch the business end, yep.
Number five?
Yep. Number five, to make sure you read the instructions very carefully and follow them exactly. So they differ.
Mm-hmm.
So some ask you to, you know, rotate the swab five times. Some different ones will say four times. Some have a test tube that's already sort of got a liquid in it. In other samples, you have to take buffer solution from a little bottle and pour it into another tube. You know, some ask you to read the sample at 15 minutes, so they differ, you know, the times. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to be very careful that you've stepped through the instructions, checked them very carefully, and follow them exactly, because that's the thing that's going to work for that particular test,
right?
If you know what I mean.
Right, and I like this number six. I like that you've added here, don't add extra drops of the solution on the indicator device for good luck. I suppose that's a bit of a temptation to do that.
Yes. So again, you know, some will ask for 3 drops, some will ask for 5 drops. Be very, you know, do exactly what it says,
yep,
because that's how the test is designed to work the best.
Yeah, okay, so place the set number of drops. And finally, number seven, Thea.
So read the results at the exact time recommended. So again, some ask you to read it at 15 and no later than 20 minutes. Some are set for different times. So if you do it after the maximum time, the results might not be accurate anymore. So you have to stick to the rules.
Now, one of the interesting things you've said, Thea, here, is that if you have symptoms following a negative test, you should still get a PCR test to be sure. So this is if you've got symptoms. Well, wouldn't it make sense then just to go for the straight for the PCR test?
Well, actually, yes. So I think the only difference might be that if you're somewhere where you can't easily get to a PCR, you might choose to do this in the first instance.
Okay. Right.
All right.
But nevertheless, really, if you're symptomatic, you should do a PCR. It's much more accurate.
Okay. So they're the seven tips. And that website, again, was it the TGA website, if you want to go and look at which ones are more accurate? Okay.
Thea, when is there any particular – I remember we talked to Norman Swan about this, and he says that if you're going to be testing for work or school or whatever, you probably have to do it a couple of times a week. Your thoughts on that one?
Absolutely. And I think the thing with rapid antigen tests is they're most accurate – if you're at a particular time in an infection cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So it does matter, you know, if you take a test outside of that sort of highest viral load period, then they're less accurate than if you do.
Sure. So, hey, really good advice this morning, Thea. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Professor Thea van der Mortel, who is the Deputy Head of the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Griffith University.
Wake up for breakfast.
The harbour, the zoo. Yeah, 17th, the new one. Have you been to the new one?
Well, what I love about Sydney, I love there's so many apartments. It's fantastic. It's just full of apartments.
ABC Radio Sydney.